I think the great progress being made over the last 6 months has to do with the security guarantees. And there are three elements to that. One element, of obviously, the first element, the most important element, is the Ukrainian armed forces. They will be the first line of defense for Ukraine post a peace deal or a long-term ceasefire. And let's pray that we get to that peace deal or long-term ceasefire as soon as possible. And then we have the coalition of the winning, led by the French and the Brits, who came together with many allies and partners, discussing how collectively we can support Ukraine post a peace deal slash long-term ceasefire. And then in August last year, it was indeed, as you rightly say, the American president saying, we will get involved. And that has been detailed and worked through over the last 4 or 5 months. And we had a very successful meeting. I was myself participating in that meeting in Paris in December. But obviously, we need a peace deal before security guarantees can kick into gear. And here, the big question is whether the Russians are willing to play ball. And what we are testing at the moment, collectively, under the leadership of the American president and his team, in his engagement with the Russians and the Ukrainians, is whether the Russians are willing to play ball so that we can bring this terrible war to a lasting end, where they will never, ever try again to attack Ukraine. This is why we need security guarantees.